This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 18th. God's word for you today is the place. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 5, verse 1 to 3. And it says, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Prayer is the place of admitting our need. Prayer is the place of adopting humility. Prayer is the place of claiming dependence upon God. Prayer is the practice of God's presence. Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, you are God and I honor you. That is what opens the gate of his presence to you. Prayer is a place where we admit that we are nothing. We do not have any help of our own. We need God, and we are dependent on God. Prayer is not a place where you flaunt your connections, or flaunt your strength, or flaunt your intelligence. Note that all these things I have mentioned are gifts from God. Prayer is a place where you lay down all you are, all that you have, all that you will ever be, and all that you will ever have at the feet of Jesus. Prayer is a place where you admit that you are dependent on Him. Prayer is a place where we tell God how much we need His help. Prayer is communication with God. It is practice of God's presence. Prayer is where we show our dependence on God. Prayer is the privilege of touching the heart of the Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the privilege of touching God's heart. It is both a privilege and an honor to call on God, and God will answer. It is a privilege to be called by God's name and to have access to His presence. It is a privilege to have a communication channel open with God. It is nobody's right. It is a privilege. Prayer is communication with God. Prayer is the practice of God's presence. Prayer is the dependence on God's power and sovereignty. Prayer is the privilege of touching God's heart. And prayer is the foundation for building a relationship with God. You cannot have any walk with God without a solid prayer life. You cannot have any sustained walk with God without prayer. It just does not work. For example, how can you get married to a lady you do not even want to talk to, but you want to marry her? How many ladies will get married to a man who does not want to talk to you, but just wants to marry you? For those who are married, what happens to the relationship if you do not talk to your spouse? Does the relationship really exist? What happens is the relationship will die. The couple may be housemates or even roommates, but there will be nothing between them. And it is because there is no communication, there is no talk, no presence, and no hanging out. This is very similar to our walk with God. Without prayer, we cannot really sustain any walk with God. We see the place of prayer clearly in the life of David, constantly admitting his need for God and expressing his dependence on God. Let us spend some time even now in prayer, admitting our need, adopting humility, claiming dependence on God, and practicing his presence. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I depend on you,
I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. You have helped me in the past. You will help me again. You have helped me in the past. You will help me again. I rely on you. I rely on you. You have healed me in the past. You will help me again. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.